Glass Enclosed, Commission for Radiophrenia 2019, written and performed by Carrie Robertson. Proximity is toxic. Proximity is toxic. Toxic is proximity. Proximity is toxic. Toxic. Proximity is toxic. Toxic is proximity. Proximity is toxic. Toxicity is toxic.
Cigarettes, public schools, swimming pool, gossip spread, urine smell, subway rails, hand notes, bank blocks, sewage pipes, traffic jams, apartment walls, city slick, speed walk, oil spread, eavesdrop, urine pool, gossip smell, oil spills and pheromones and traffic jams, apartment blocks, thin walls and bed bugs, city slick, sidewalk, car exhaust, stadium rock, cigarettes, public school, swimming pool, urine smell, subway rails, hand notes, bank blocks, sewage box, traffic pipes, apartment walls, city slick, speed walks, oil spread, eavesdrop, urine pool, gossip smell. Hungry, drooling, crying, sweating, liquids, dirty motions, making shiny surface where I could be, clay or plaster that's shaped by me, sticky places, leave no traces, walk on all fours, tail erases, smoking or exhaling vapor that my breath is making states of ecstasy. Language doubling simile that refer outside of me, 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 May God strip you of the old man who was apparently wrapped around me like a latex catsuit. Water pistol, holy water facial. Medieval stranger, danger, borrowed clothes back from your sister. Couple of tunics, layer, druids, rainproof hood on top of head. I'll quit you all like cigarettes and suck on 16 stones instead.
My pictures already pre-sliced pictures. I eat tins of pictures, soft and fleshy pictures. Consume only pictures, dine on tins of pictures, drive on tins of pictures. Disinfect my pictures, drink the blood of pictures, eat them with a fork.
Stew until the pages of
slight shade of pink. My parents' faces were consumed slowly from the edges inward, as if eaten by fog. I drank as much as I could in large gulps, and then, as I vomited it up, I repeated my name over and over. The word Margaret spilled out of my nose and mouth with the warm fluid. The name uprooted itself from deep down in my guts, from a hereditary, long-resented place. Tears streamed down my cheeks from the physical exertion of the exorcism. I let myself pause to regain some pattern to my breathing. I felt light, free, liberated, but I wasn't finished. I found half of an old blueberry muffin and dropped pieces of it in the puddle I'd made, the puddle of Margaret. I watched as they soaked up the salty fluid. Then I sat back and waited for her to come.
Within the forest, in the shadows under trees, I grow a kind of lichen on my shoulders and my knees.
I like it in the forest, my mattress made of moss. I use a twig to brush my teeth, and spider webs to floss. My body is a mushroom, my armpits produce spores. And when I'm feeling horny, my pores make spores. I don't know how long I've been here, among the rotting leaves. Insects eat algae from my skin, the nasty little thieves. I don't like pollinators, I don't need seeds or flowers. I don't give in to butterflies and their seductive powers. My body is a mushroom, my armpits produce spores. And when I'm extra horny, I spore some more. My feet produce an odor like high-grade truffle oil. I get afraid that well-trained pigs will dig me out the soil. They'll mistake me for a tuber and sell me by the pound. But I'm a different sort of fungus, I'm a human fungus mound. My body is a mushroom, my armpits produce spores. And if I went to Venice Beach, I'd spore upon the shores. I'm not like other fungi, who are total codependents. They need animals to eat them, to shit out their descendants. An introverted mushroom man, far from society. I'll stay in dark, damp paradise, living naked and free. My body is a mushroom, I live on forest floor. And when I'm horny once again, I'll do a spore encore.
A tornado carried my clothes away. It came one day when I was asleep, and the wind grabbed them before I had time to stop it. My light silk shirt went up quickly and gracefully like a jellyfish swimming in the air. The jeans were more stubborn. They dragged themselves along the beach as if they were walking, then jumping before they began to fly. My underwear was carried out to sea by a wave. They were not very breathable, mostly made of polyester, so they formed an air pocket and floated for some time before they sank. I still had my welly boots for a few more days. I wore them as I tried to clear the beach of detritus, but I could feel I was being watched enviously by the crabs. Some had lost their homes during the storm. One morning I woke up, and the boots were gone. I saw one slowly disappearing sideways down the beach. I told myself that they needed them more than I did, and that I had probably looked stupid anyway when I was naked, wearing only the boots. My skin became darker in the sun, and the soles of my feet hardened in the sand until it was like I was wearing skin slippers. My hair grew long so I could wrap it around me as a scarf. I still see my boots from time to time, disappearing into the shallow water, the half-body of a crab sticking out, an armoured hand where my leg would have been.
Newspapers are not for reading. Pile them right up to the ceiling. Stacks of rotting yellow peeling, both repulsive and appealing. Make a tunnel through them kneeling. Leave small gaps, oasis clearing. So much news leaves your head reeling. Gives you overwhelming feelings. Time manifesting and concealing, obstruction gone, matter revealing. Not very clear what I am seeing, tuned within this paper being.
I'm 5% Neanderthal. I'm good at staying up late and sleeping through the day. And that's why I don't need sunlight or friends. Homo sapiens are barely mammals. They killed off all my ancestors, and they soak up the sun on flat rocks like reptiles. That's why I hate them all. I stay away from Homo sapiens while I plan my revenge.
It on to boil. I really like potatoes. I grow them in the ground. After boiling them, I eat them, all fluffy, soft, and round. I calculate potatoes. It's how I know the date. 42 is my birthday potato that I eat to celebrate. In January, my calendar is growing and completed. By December, I ate deep and far. My year is now depleted. I lost 6 months to worms last year. They ate up half my days. I had to make my calendar a bunch of other ways. So I shit in jars and piss in bottles and keep them on the table. I write a number and description on each sticky white label. I try to use composting to pass and mark the time, always adding fresh additions to the jars of human slime. I give myself a bruise so I can watch it while it fades. Time happens while the body heals and while it degrades. Nails and hair relentlessly metabolizing time. I cut them off and lay them out neatly in a line. The hairs, they form a gradient, progress from brown to grey. I read them as a narrative, a story of decay. Glass Enclosed. Commission for Radiophrenia 2019. Written and performed by Carrie Robertson. Thanks to Radiophrenia Glasgow, Santiago Pignol, Madison Bycroft, Catherine McBride, Natalia Sorzano, Tracy Hanna, and Gio Wyeth.